it with the damsel who was just sleeping, he said. He said, yeah, I know she's dead according to you, but to me, she's just sleeping. And so when he called her, he caused her to rise from the dead who had just moments earlier expired. But let's look at the widow of Nain's son. Her son had died. It was the same day, because in that culture, when a person died, depending on the time of day, they would bury them the same day. And if they died that evening, they would bury them the next morning. But this boy obviously died earlier in the day, because he was in the coffin, and the coffin was on the way out of town to the grave site. Jesus was coming in town. So now this boy was dead a little longer than Jairus' daughter was dead, because they had time to put him in a coffin. Are you listening to me? They had time to orchestrate a funeral service. And obviously they had already had the ceremony. They were just on their way to the grave site. And so when Jesus saw him, he touched the end of the casket, the side of the casket, and caused the boy to sit up and returned him back to life to his mama. But when he got to Lazarus, he heard that Lazarus was sick, and Jesus said, all sickness is not unto death. So he stayed where he was 2 days later. But it took him 2 days more to get back to Lazarus. So by the time you add two and two together, it was 4 days. Martha said, if you would have come when we called, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, I don't know what you're talking about. Matter of fact, do you know who I am? You Jesus. No, I'm not talking about Jesus whom you know. Do you know who I am? I am the resurrection and the life. I know, she says, I'm going to see my brother again in the resurrection. He said, baby, you got it twisted. You are looking at the resurrection. And listen, He said, where have you laid him? She said, listen, let me help you out, Jesus. I know you have raised two others, and I was there around some of them, but they were just freshly dead. Lazarus been dead. His body is stinking now. What can you do with him? I didn't ask you that. I asked you, where did you lay him? And when he got to where Lazarus was, all he said was, Lazarus, come forth. And the record is, Lazarus came forth bound in grave clothes. Jesus saw him, they said, he can't live like that. Take the grave clothes off him. You see, my brothers and sisters, not only sometime when God gives you a new life, you got to change your attire, but you got to change your attitude as well. So he was able to quicken the dead. But notice then what he goes on to say. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now, Abraham knows this about God. God calls those things which be not as though they were. Now, Abraham is observing the principles of God, because this is what Abraham is utilizing, is practicing himself. That's how he's growing in the things of faith, because he's observing God's principles. As a friend of God, association brought on assimilation. He began to operate in the faith of God, or the God kind of faith. Listen, if God can call those things which be not as though they were, and then the Bible says we're made in his image and in his likeness, then we too also have that ability in the earth realm to do the same thing. Listen, how we must recognize this. That's why the Bible says, Hebrews 11 and 3, through faith, through what? Through faith, we understand, listen, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Simply stated, God's word framed everything there is that we can see. His word. Listen at this, because you've got to understand it, because the Bible says through faith we understand. See, we're talking about the wisdom of God. When you begin to understand the wisdom of God, well, Proverbs 4:7 says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get what? Get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get what? Get understanding. In other words, there are a whole lot of folk who can quote scripture but don't know scripture. See, knowing comes in when you understand the scripture you're quoting. I've heard so many people quote scriptures out of context. It doesn't mean that. You know, you've got to know what it means. You've got to know all of those things that are connected with it, so that when you interpret it, when you get the full understanding of it, it is put in proper place so that you are rightly dividing it. As 2 Timothy 2 and 15 say, that's why you got to study, to show yourself. You ain't trying to prove nobody else wrong. You're just trying to make sure you understand what's right. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, listen at this. If you understand that everything you can see was framed by God, that means that you've got to understand God did it. How do I know it? Go back to the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God. I can stop right there. Because in the beginning, God sets the tenor and tone for everything else that followed. He created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the water. And verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. I'm going to get into that text when it's time for me to preach it. But let me just bring this revelation to some of you who all don't know. Listen, because God had light, he is a God of light. Light emanate. When he said, let there be light, the light that overcame, that conquered the darkness, came forth out of him. When he said, let there be light. Light didn't just come from nowhere. Light came out of him, and light was then dispersed over the darkness. He did it. But let's go back a little further than Genesis. Well, how can you go back further than Genesis? Go to John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Are y'all listening to me? The same was with him in the beginning. The same was in the beginning with God. Talking about Jesus Christ, the Word personified. But then look at what it goes on to say. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And without him was not anything made that was made. So when people talk about they made this and discovered this, what they did was put on the outer skirtings of what he had already framed up. listen, the most they really can do is discover what he's already made. He gives them a participatory part so that they can do something with putting on what is necessary to give it a complete form in the earth realm. But everything started in the spirit realm. Let me give you a helpful holy hint. If you want to attack the devil, you need to go in the spirit realm. Crying ain't going to help it. Cussing ain't going to help it. Fighting ain't going to help it. You got to take it to the spirit realm. You got to take it to the unseen realm. That's why our warfares are not of this world. Our weapons, listen, we don't fight with guns and knives and the weapons of this warfare, this world. Our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons, listen, are spiritual weapons. And because they are spiritual, the weapons that we use happen in the spirit realm where the real fight takes place. And the results are manifested in the earth realm. That's why in Jesus' prayer, he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as where? It is in heaven." So if we couldn't do nothing about what's being done in heaven, why is he telling us to have it done here on earth? But that's why he tells us, according to his word, that those who are believers walking by faith, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed where? In heaven. So what that says to me is that our faith should be of a nature where we connect with God, where real things happen, where real things change, and where real differences are made.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
For my way.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
Oh, yeah. Won't he make
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Somebody right here have called on the Lord like I did. Until they just stayed right there and called him till you got hooked. Anybody been hooked? Anybody been hooked? Anybody been hooked on Jesus? Why don't you come on, put your hand together. Listen to me if you please. It ain't no high.
Hooked on you.
Somebody out there.
Hooked on you.
Need to get a hook.
Hooked on you.
I'm talking.
brought you here.